Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week. Through stories, quotes, and real-life examples, together we'll explore the captivating beauty of life. To listen by podcast or read the blog each week, visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. This week, I watched an incredible movie. It's been out for a long time, and it's called Click with Adam Sandler. Now, if you're like me, Adam Sandler movies, they're pretty funny, but they also got a lot of corny stuff to them. I was really surprised by the depth of the story that happened inside of Click, and it really opened up my mind and made me think really, really hard and deep about what in life do we go through on autopilot. If you don't know the story of what Click is he wanted a universal remote to control his TV. So he went to Bed Bath & Beyond, found a crazy guy who gave him a remote that would actually control anything in his life. He could push pause on life, fast forward through things he didn't like, and it ended up memorizing what he did, what he liked to do, and what he didn't like to do, and it would just start skipping those parts in his life. Well, all of a sudden, he realizes that everything in life starts to go on autopilot, and he starts missing really important things to him in his life, and his life just goes so fast, and he ends up dying and realizing, oh my gosh, I've missed everything in life. And to me, I just had a real powerful moment to step back and look in my life and say, what really am I putting on, you know, this autopilot, just not even paying attention to, not really even being present to what's going on in life. I mean, the times when I'm not being with my kids, times when I'm not being with my wife, when I've got that time when I've said I'm going to be with them, and then to not do it. You know, one of the things that really, when that hit home to me, I was in Florida on vacation with my family this past week, and we were at Disneyland, or Disney World. And one of the things that I've always loved doing is when we go to Disney World, I take a novel, just a pocketbook, something every time we're sitting and waiting for an hour, waiting in a line or waiting for the kids swap so we can go do that. I pull out a little pocketbook and read a good novel, I like CIA style spy novel kind of things. And I was reading a book, the Tom Clancy book, and you know, I started looking at it the next day after I'd watched Click and gone, how many opportunities am I missing out on just being on, you know, just being there and not doing anything with my kids? So that day I'm sitting there looking at my book before I left, and I looked at my 7-year-old son Caden, and I said, Caden, is it okay if Daddy brings his book so that I can read my book during the time? Do you like that? And he said, you know, I don't, Dad. I'd rather you play with me in line and have fun with me rather than read your book. And so, you know, I left my book. I didn't bring it with me that day. And I'll tell you, I had so much fun with my kids in line. You know, we're playing slaps where you slap each other's hands, and we're telling jokes and doing funny noises and funny sounds and imitating things of rides we were just on. And I got to be a lot more present with my kids just by thinking about a great movie. So if you haven't seen the movie Click, it's definitely a worthwhile watch, even if you find it real cheap at a store for $10 or something like that, that you can buy it. It's one of those you could revisit. And that one book, you know, that's like another movie that I really like that was a real powerful one to me, was Family Man. And that was with Nicolas Cage. And Nicolas Cage in that movie, that was another big eye-opener for me to go, wow, you know, here's the guy who went back in his life and made a single change to get involved with a different lady than he was going to, and got married with that girl to see how his life would end up different. And he ended up having a family where before he was this very rich single guy living the city life, and he realized how much he's missing out on in life, and he was really upset when he had to go back to that. So he really tries everything in his life to align it with having what he wanted and truly having a family. So there's a couple of good movies for you if you wanted some movies to watch as you're looking up for this coming up Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, and want to spend some time indoors when it gets a little cool outside. Go rent the movie Click with Adam Sandler, although there is some language in that one you may want to watch, and then The Family Man with Nicolas Cage. So there's my thoughts for this week as I spent a week out vacationing with my kids in Orlando, had a fun time with them, and truly this is something that I think everybody could take a little step back and take some inventory on. What are you doing on autopilot in your life? I'd love to hear your comments. Stop by the website at SpencerReynolds.com. You know, send me an email. You can reach me at email by Spencer@SpencerReynolds.com. Tell me what your favorite movie is that really makes you think, because I'd love to hear what it is for you. Have a great week. I hope that this can inspire you to take some action this week, get off of autopilot, and really, really live life. Thanks. Have a great week.